This is Weekly Outlook for February 14th, 2011. This week we take a closer look at corn and soybean export prospects. The monthly Census Bureau reports are not as timely as USDA weekly reports of exports, but provide an opportunity to reassess export progress during the marketing year. For the marketing year that began last September, the USDA forecasts U.S. corn exports at 1.95 billion bushels, 37 million less than exported last year. Through the first 23 weeks of the year, cumulative inspections were 7 million more than the total of the previous year. Cumulative Census Bureau export estimates for the first 4 months of the marketing year exceeded inspections by 34.5 million bushels. Last year, Census Bureau estimates for the same period exceeded inspections by 51 million bushels. If the pattern of differences this year in relation to that of last year has continued since December, actual exports through February 10th were likely about equal to those of last year. If so, exports during the last 29 weeks of the year will need to be 37 million bushels less than exports of a year ago to reach the USDA projection. As of February 3rd, unshipped export sales exceeded those of a year ago by 20 million bushels. These larger outstanding sales and prospects for a further reduction in the estimated size of the Argentine corn crop suggest that marketing year exports will at least reach the USDA projection. Marketing year soybean exports are projected at 1.59 billion bushels, 81 million more than exported last year. Through February 10th, export inspections were 27 million more than the total of a year earlier. Census Bureau estimates through December 2010 exceeded inspections by 14 million bushels, very close to the difference of last year. If that equality holds for the rest of the year, soybean exports during the last 29 weeks of the year will need to be 54 million bushels larger than exports of a year ago in order to reach the USDA projection. Unshipped sales as of February 3rd were 100 million bushels larger than sales of a year ago, supporting prospects for reaching the USDA projection. The recent slowdown in new sales and prospects for further increases in the prospective size of the Brazilian crop, however, raise some red flags. For the marketing year that began last October, the USDA projects U.S. soybean meal exports to be 18% less than exported the previous year. Census Bureau export estimates through December 2010 revealed cumulative exports down 22%. Last year, meal exports were extremely large in January, February, and March. As of February 3rd, the USDA reported unshipped soybean meal export sales that were 27% less than unshipped sales of a year earlier. It appears that soybean meal exports could fall short of the USDA projection, suggesting a shortfall in the domestic crush. For the current year, the USDA projects U.S. soybean oil exports to be 17% less than exports of last year. Through the first quarter of the marketing year, Census Bureau reported exports 33% larger than during the previous year. However, the pace of soybean exports has slowed in 2011, with the USDA reporting cumulative soybean oil exports as of February 3rd about equal to those of last year. Unshipped sales on the same date were about 13% larger. While the pace has slowed dramatically, soybean oil exports for the year could still be a bit larger than the USDA projection. The concern for soybean oil really centers on domestic demand for biodiesel. The slowing pace of export and export sales for soybeans and soybean products, along with prospects for an even larger soybean crop in Brazil, suggest that the rationing process has been completed.